Cinco de Mayo coming up on Wednesday. How do you make that perfect guacamole? Chef Plum from the Food Network, he's joining us this morning. ChefPlum.com if you want to check him out. Plum, you put tomatoes in your guacamole, yes or no?
Yes. It's really important to put tomatoes in there. It adds a different texture to it. I actually will put salsa that I'll put inside of my guacamole in the end, for sure.
Wait, is that cheating when you put salsa inside the guacamole?
All right, I'm going to tell you the easiest way to make great guacamole, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on how chunky you like it, but if you have a food processor that has a button that says pulse, you've seen the pulse button?
Right? No.
You can, I leave those magical things to my wife, but I'll take your word for it that there's one on there.
I got to be honest. Sometimes, like, we've been doing this a couple years, come in, talk about food, try to teach you guys some things, and I just feel like it just when I come back and... like, do a callback to something, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, you're a sweet man, and maybe you're giving us too much credit and thinking we're smarter than we are.
That's true. Right.
Well, so there's a button that says pulse.
Okay.
If you press it, it turns it on and on. It makes it kind of like, boom, 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 like that,
yes,
right?
It pulses. I mean, come
right.
on.
Right. Exactly. So what you want to do is throw your avocados, take them apart, put them in there. You want to put a little bit of onion or shallot. I prefer to use shallot. It's a little less pungent on your breath. A cilantro, and then I'll throw a spoonful of salsa in there with it. Salt. Lemon or lime juice, whichever one you prefer, and pulse it a few times to get the right texture you want. You want it smooth, you can pulse it for a long time. You want it chunky, just pulse it a few times and then finish it with a fork.
I like the fact that Plum was so smug when he said, I use shallots because I don't want my breath to be stank. It was like he smiled and smug, like he's like, I know everything. What? You never use shallots, idiot?
Look at how giving we are. We gave you the space to gallivant around like a peacock or something when you did it. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to act like this doesn't surprise me at all because that's what he wants is us to go, ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't expecting
does sound
all this.
Delicious.
I mean, we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo here. I came in here and, I don't know, I just feel like I'm being attacked now. This is terrible.
Remember that time when I didn't know what a shallot was?
He's like, we're going to press the pulse button, then it's going to go on, then it's going to go off, then it's going to go on. Yes, it's going to pulse.
I even did a sound effect for you. I mean, come on. But here's the thing with it. So the cool thing about making guacamole is that you can do it with your food processor and shallots, or you can do it with just an onion, chop it up with your knife, and do it with a fork and a bowl. There's no right or wrong here. The one thing to remember is that it will oxidize. So that means it turns brown, right? Nobody likes the brown guacamole on their table. So what you got to do is, if that does start to happen, if you make it ahead of time, right before you put it out, just give it a little stir and squirt a little lemon juice right on top of it and stir it up.
So, okay, good. Because, what I noticed is that you put it in the fridge, the leftover, and then it immediately starts turning brown and you're grossed out. But if you mix it up, then it's still good to eat. It's not like that doesn't mean it's rotting or anything.
No, it's not bad at all.
Right. Okay. I mean, somebody told me you can still eat it, right? Because I've been eating it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can 100% eat it. It's just oxidizing on the top, which is super not a problem. So you just mix it right up and put it back on the table. I finish with a little bit of lemon juice just to make sure it helps it not oxidize anymore.
Best tortilla chips. Go.
Ooh, Tostitos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something like more, I don't know, bougie.
I like the Santitas. Even though they're a dollar less than the Tostitos, I like them.
Me
they're
too.
Little, yes.
It's because they use so much salt.
Is that what it is?
Is that what they're called?
Right.
I just felt pressure and needed to answer quickly. I feel like I was on Jeopardy or something. Yeah. I had to buzz in. I don't know.
The golden red bag, man. Santitas. Woo!
Chef Plum from the Food Network. You can visit him online at chefplum.com. Tomorrow, getting ready for Cinco de Mayo, we conquer margaritas.